Welcome to a 5-minute focus on engagement. This is our second series of podcasts with a focus on engagement in the era of COVID-19. This series explores our industry in our new environment. We break down challenges and opportunities to help keep your community content, engaged, and your project on track. My name is Amanda McHale, Senior Consultant at Bexcom, and I'm here with Rebecca Spencer, our Principal Consultant and Founder of Bexcom, and today's topic is resilience during a crisis. Beck, in previous episodes, we talked a little bit about leadership during these trying times. Today, I thought we might just get some thoughts on resilience and ways that we can maybe practice a little bit of self-care.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a challenging time for everybody. And I think now more than ever is a time that we need to really practice self-care and take the time to look after one another and ourselves. And I think I've seen it from working from home. It's got its challenges, especially when you've got children and other family members at home also trying to work and school. So, you know, I think though we're breaking down the barriers to that. And I think as the weeks have gone on throughout this crisis, I've noticed that people aren't being so apologetic about having kids in the background of a conference call or video conference. And I think that's really great to see. You know, we all have a private life and sometimes it bleeds into our work life. And I think once we're all accepting of that, it's kind of liberating, and it's interesting to sort of see how that's happening. And I think once you sort of let that go as well, it can be much easier to just get on with your work and not stress about hiding, you know, the family or others, housemates or whatever it is in the background. And my other a tip that I would like to sort of share in that's worked for me so far is setting the boundaries, really. So trying to make specific time for work, which can be really difficult, but if you can, I think that's really important. And then also space for work as well. So actually making a small space, whether it's a corner of a room or a separate room. I'm sitting in a granny flat doing these podcasts, so that's, you know, really exciting. It's interesting and it's different, but you know, you sort of do what you can.
I think there was a really lovely quote I saw floating around on Instagram the other day. It said, "This is a pandemic, not a productivity contest," which I thought was really pertinent for the time, because they're working from home and having your kind of schedule thrown out the window. You do feel a little bit like you've got to kind of go the extra mile and you know, like your work hours are kind of blending into like past the typical 9 to 5, particularly if you're juggling kids and things like that. But it shouldn't mean that you're working all hours.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's where that really crucial leadership comes in, to be really thoughtful and considerate of your team.
And check in to see what people's reality is like.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you had any interesting systems put in place on the project that you're on at the moment that assists that?
Well, the project that I'm working on at the moment has actually initiated a buddy system where everybody across the organisation, so not necessarily just in your immediate teams, so everyone is partnered up with somebody who they probably wouldn't normally work with. And the idea is that you'll touch base with that person on a semi-regular basis, and that could be by phone, it could be by video conference, and just have a chat. And because we don't normally work together, the conversation actually tends to move away from work, and it's just a real opportunity to have a chat, switch off for a moment, kind of the same way that you would if you were, you know, in the office kitchen grabbing a coffee and just bumped into somebody. It's an interesting initiative, but it's really working well for a lot of people to kind of bring that sense of normalcy where, you know, they're craving some office time.
That's the stuff that we miss from being in an office. You know, it's
you don't even realize you're missing it.
Yeah, of course, you get your work done at home, but you know, you miss the chats and the support that you might find from colleagues that aren't necessarily in your team or on your conference call every day. So I think there's definitely time for self-care and making sure that you are, you know, continuing to socialize even with your work people to get through this.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's our 5 minutes up for today. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of A 5-Minute Focus on Engagement. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us through our website at www.bexcom.com.au. Also, if you're feeling generous, leave us a quick review and rating and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. This podcast is produced by Ben from BeachShackPodcasts.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time.